Good morning. Today's episode on Care One Direct is an introduction on how to party like a diabuddy healthcare provider. I'm going to read you excerpts from a book written by Caitlin Grenier called The Sweet Ass Journal to Optimize Your Diabetic Lifestyle in 100 Days. And you know we are talking about creating the Association of Concierge Service Providers in 100 days as we kind of mirror the changes in our healthcare system, in our world, as we deal with the pandemic and launch a new chapter in 2021 on how to deal with this and get everybody vaccinated and everybody back to a new sense of living their life like normal. I'm going to read you these excerpts from Crystal's book, from Caitlin's book. Weeby, you don't understand. I need to find a fruit smoothie. I don't care where we have to drive to find one and how much I have to pay. This desperate person was me talking with my fellow graduate student and research partner in August of 2013 while we were in the field conducting our thesis research on halibut parasitology and growth. Totally cool when you live in Alaska. At that time, I was having a horrible craving for sweets, carbs, and fruit. You would think that a fruit smoothie would not be difficult to find, but we are in the fishing town of Homer, Alaska. That is not the case. Webby was a trooper, and we walked all over with me until we found something that resembled a fruit smoothie. I literally cannot describe how excited I was about this. As soon as the barista handed it over, this 16-ounce strawberry banana cup of frozen heaven, I received a phone call from my doctor. Why would I be getting a personal call from my doctor? Well, a week before the call, I was in my parents' house, and while walking down the stairs, I randomly got blurry vision and almost stumbled the whole way down. I walked into the kitchen and finally admitted to my mom that I needed to go to the doctor. There was something very wrong with me. I had been having symptoms for months, but as a graduate student working two jobs, I thought it was just stress. I had rapidly lost about 35 pounds without trying. And I was drinking gallons of water a day without being satiated, peering at insane amounts throughout the day and night and experiencing muscle cramps, sleeping as much as I possibly could, but still feeling exhausted, having blurry vision, slurring my speech and feeling cravings like never before. Looking back, I just have to shake my head about how obvious it was. Back to the smoothie in Homer, Alaska, though. I had just taken my first glorious satisfying sip when the doctor said, "We got your blood work back, and it looks like you are a diabetic. You need to stay away from carbs like bread, sugar, and fruit." My face went completely blank. I put the smoothie down and reluctantly slid it across the table to Webby, who at that point was incredibly confused, and rightly so. Caitlin, we just spent an hour and a half looking for that, and you're giving it to me? I was in shock. I was in denial. I was not ready to hear what I had just heard. I kept thinking this had to be temporary and it would go away. Maybe more exercise, better nutrition, supplements, vitamins, anything. I was so convinced and determined to fix this. My primary care physician referred me to an endocrinologist in town, and when I sat down in his office a week later, I got a dose of reality. He started talking about the test results and told me that I had to late onset type 1 diabetes and that I would have to start taking insulin. Due to my shock and confusion, I asked him, "Okay, how long will I have to be on that insulin?" I kid you not. He laughed at me and said, "Forever." At that point, I broke down. I was not ready to hear that or comprehend that life would be like now, completely different. Thank God my mom was with me to help me through this process. I still remember that doctor visit vividly and likely will never forget it. You may be able to guess what came next. Yep. Depression, more weight loss, and most of all, anger, fear. I had amazing support from friends and family. And while I knew they cared, they didn't directly understand what I was going through. How could they? So I found myself facing two choices: let diabetic conditions control me, or find a way to control it. I started reaching out to other diabetics, went to seminars, heard other stories, and then gained the courage to share my own. This led to a new chapter path for me addressing diabetes prevention for the YMCA and becoming a national board certified health and wellness coach, specializing in healthcare professionals and diabetics through Vanderbilt. But I still had a thirst to do more. Being an extrovert, foodie, dancer, lover of wine, and social butterfly, I was tired of guessing carbs and how much medication I had to take to enjoy all the parts of life I wanted to indulge in. I was tired of feeling misunderstood and alone. I was tired of the worry and addressing stress of my new normal. What could I do to make this normal easier? Over a beer with my sister, we spouted ideas off each other until the phrase, party like a diabetic, rolled off our tongues. This is it. This is an avenue for me to make a difference, not just for myself, but for everyone who has ever had to say out loud the words, I have diabetes. Well, if you're listening to this, whether you have type 1, type 2, latent, pre-diabetics, or positive, that the information and the processes in this ongoing journal that we are going to create, along with the amazing online Party Like a Diabetic community, will help you live your best life. To reach optimum health and happiness, first, the knowledge you need to make changes. Then be relentless in manifesting those changes. Our goal with this sweet-ass journal is to help you stay focused on the magic of life in the moment, so you can use all the moments to efficiently create and sustain low-stress life for optimal health, happiness, and purpose forever. If you take only one step towards completing a series and a section of this journal daily, then every day you are moving in the direction of your vision, personal development, and ultimate happiness and freedom. Even though we designed this journal to optimize your diabetic lifestyle and increase your happiness, we also aim for it to be a shortcut to kickstart and track the magical journey you are about to embark on for the rest of your life. The journal is not meant to be overwhelming, so don't feel anxious or stressed if you miss a few sections or days. We both fell off track often, and we always do, but there's time to pick back up when we need to at the most. In the following sections of this journal, you will learn powerful daily habits that will fuel your optimum lifestyle, such as deep breathing, affirming visions, priority focusing, practicing gratitude, tracking health, giving gifts, minimizing distractions, brainstorming ideas, celebrating wins, planning ahead and reflecting. We also promise you'll laugh too. As I complete that section, I tell you that the Association of Concierge Service Provider, headed up by one of our co-founders, Caitlin Grenier, will create the sweet-ass journal to optimize your pharmacist life, your pharmacist career, your ability to serve patients at the height of your profession. I am so thrilled that in the next 100 days, with the launch of the Association of Concierge Service Providers, with the help of Caitlin Grenier, with the guidance of Caitlin Grenier, with the input from people like Dr. Sarah Russo, with the input from all of the students of pharmacy who want more out of their profession, we will, in fact, optimize the pharmacist lifestyle so he or she can practice and serve more patients. Thank you, Caitlin Grenier. I love you, and you are my diabuddy for life.